when looking at these images, satellite images, these are basically the first things what we're seeing, what had happened to Al-Assad Air Base. How do you evaluate, how do you assess what you see from the damages especially? I want to see what is your assessment.
Sure. So it's a fairly large base. So when you're looking at it with satellite imagery, it takes a bit of time to figure out exactly what parts of the base would be targeted to try to streamline your analytical process. But from what we've seen so far, and we're still looking at the site, is that a lot of the structures hit were structures that facilitate the storage of aircraft, with the exception of one building we're not sure of and a mist that was near a runway.
Does it give you any more specifics as to what has been really damaged, or do you have any insights to as to what has happened really?
Sure. So again, I don't have a map of the airbase, and I'm sure that's not public, for good reasons, right? So that the enemy or adversary doesn't target specific features of a base. But it seems like they did, and the trend was that they were aiming for something more along the lines of damaging equipment and aircraft versus striking buildings that would have held people. So that's the main takeaway from looking at the strike so far.
And would you see it as a minimal damage?
So that's I can't appraise the cost, for a hangar at a military airbase. So that I can't quite say is minimal, but it could have been certainly a lot worse. Right, like Iran has I think the largest ballistic missile force in the region, and had they, if they wanted to or they intended to, they could have escalated this to the point of no return by striking targets all across the site. But these specific targets that were struck were clearly seen and picked in that manner and fairly precise.
Exactly. I wanted to go to the precision because how do you assess the capability, the missile capability, when looking at such a strike and targets being hit exactly seemingly the targets that were aimed at?
So looking at the theme of the structures that were hit, there is a pattern between them being just random buildings, maybe storage for other things, or buildings that facilitate the storage of aircraft, which is the first indication that they had picked a specific type of target, and these targets were all hit within a certain consistency. And then you can look at the way that the target was damaged, and sometimes for the one case that's I think being used by NPR right now, you can see that the ring from the explosion of the missile hitting what used to be a hangar or tent hangar structure is dead center where that building used to be. So it appears that for most of the strike, where they were hit, it was, I believe, more accurate than what the public was expecting out of Iran's missile force.
And how I see only one image which shows five points being hit. Are there any other images? Because as far as we knew, it was more than 20 missiles.
Right. So one of the things I don't know is whether it was 20 missiles spread across both sites that were hit last night, or if it was around that number per location. So that's something we're still trying to work out. Some of the areas within those strike locations seem to have been hit more than once, in the way that you have a large area showing a cluster of strikes. So one circle might represent one strike and the other might represent two independent strikes. Mm-hmm. And there was also another strike further to the east that wasn't included in that large one because we had just found it. And there was a miss to the west on a runway. So for that part, that is just all the information we have right now. And we also know that some of the missiles didn't make it, I believe. So.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that because I saw another image which was reportedly like 30 kilometers from the base. It came down.
Right.
And I wanted to see how would that be, because we talk about targets being hit very precisely, but at the same time, we see such image and obviously
sure.
A target missed.
So, yeah, Iran missile force is very advanced, but it's not advanced to the level where the guarantee that each missile is going to perform as desired is close to were near like 90 or 100%, right? So I think from the Iranian perspective, this is a vast improvement compared to where they used to be and what people expected out of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're nowhere near the level of development that you would expect out of like Russia, China, or the United States.